Hello and welcome to another NL full-time England C special. And it really does feel special today, despite the horrible weather. We're at the EBB Stadium in North Hampshire, the home of Aldershot Town, who are hosting England's C, England's non-league team, against the Nepalese international side, recently ranked 174th in the world. It's their full international setup against a regionalised England C side that Paul Fairclough and Mick Payne have been able to pick. So I've got Off The Line Blog's Joe Pope with me again today. If you clicked on this podcast and you're wondering where our National League playoff finals pod is, it's not this one, it's a separate one. Thanks to our producer Luke Edwards for producing two pods at the back end of a weekend in which he's been a busy man himself. But Joe, you and I are here today. It's a totally different feel and scenario to the National League playoff final at Wembley yesterday. But it's got its merits, hasn't it? And not just for those players picked by Paul and Mick today, but for the Nepalese, who obviously have a big community in the Aldershot area. This is a huge day for them.
Yeah, I think it's, as you say, it's a very, very different day from yesterday, but I think it's an equally special day for Aldershot Town to be hosting a game like this with 4,000 in attendance, we're led to believe, from the Nepalese community. So yeah, it's a really, really special day, really looking forward to it, and we gave them a British welcome. The only way that we know how is with rain.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably the 18th or 19th time in 24-25 matches here at the EBB this season that it's rained. But never mind, we'll push on regardless. Thankfully, the multitude of rain that fell in the couple of hours before the game particularly did give us a few scares, but the EBB pitch looks excellent, actually, and it's taken the rain really, really well. So just to set the scene a little bit, Joe and I have both been off beavering away and caught up with people pre-match. First word, of course, should go to the England manager, Paul Fairclough.
Joined here with England C manager, Paul Fairclough. Paul, another England C game this year against Nepal. It's here. You must be really looking forward to this one.
Yeah, very excited. It's a completely new, you know, ground for us. I mean, similar to, in some respects, to when we went out to the Falkland Islands, you know, something completely different, completely new. My players are going to get exposed to a different style of football, which is great learning curve for them.
And 4,000 supposedly here today for this game. It must be a brilliant spectacle to have 4,000 come in on a bank holiday to watch this.
Yeah, to come and watch an England non-league game, yeah, we're really feel privileged with this. I mean, I know Shahid from the club and Lawrence Jones from the FA have worked tirelessly to get this across the line. And yeah, I believe the sunshine's going to come out in a few seconds.
And you've had a couple of days training in the sun. How has the preparations been for this game?
Yeah, preparations have been excellent. The players have been excellent. They've embraced everything that we've done with them. And they're just looking forward to a really, what can only be described as today as a soccer festival, you know. I mean, the results are always going to be important to everybody, but it's about the two countries coming together as friends in football, because football's a great thing for bringing communities together, and the community in the area coming to the game as well.
And in the game in Caerphilly, obviously you only had to pick one per team, and you've had some challenges this time with just being southern players. How has that affected the team?
Well, obviously it ends up being a southern based team, which is it's a shame, but you know, things happen, and we have to, you know, go by what we need to do. But the side I picked, I mean, gosh, I'm absolutely thrilled with it, you know. And you know, to have lads from the likes of Slough and Chippenham Town, it's wonderful. And so I'm really excited about the occasion. You know, got a young 18-year-old making his England debut, Dan Ellison. So. Really looking forward to how he performs.
And you've worked with loads of top players over the years. is Dan Ellison one that you think could potentially pull on a three-line
shirt?
Well,
I saw Dan Ellison a few weeks back, and I thought straight away, I asked how old he was, and I was thinking he'd be about 22, 23, and when I found out he was only 18, I was blown away by that. So he's got a very mature head on his shoulders, and I think if his development is anything like it's been in the next few years, I can see him going playing a lot higher.
And obviously by the time this podcast's out, we'll have known the team and who's the captain. Who is the captain for today?
Jack Payne will captain the side today. It's the second successive game that we've had a Boreham Wood player captain the side. And they've been relegated. But, you know, the players that we picked, we admire them. We picked them because they're good players, and Jack's fully on board. He in fact, he was due to go on holiday today. He sent his wife and children in advance, and he's catching a plane tomorrow to catch up with them in Australia. So that's the dedication you get from non-league footballers.
And just finally, obviously, in Llanelli, you had Paul McCallum. You've got another sharpshooter today, Nicky Kabamba.
Yeah, Nicky Kabamba. Obviously, I had to check his credentials because of he's got, you know, relatives. I'm not sure what country, Zimbabwe, something like that. But he's not played for anybody. And he jumped at the opportunity.
That was Paul Fairclough, and prior to the game at the EBB, I also caught up with one of four Aldershot Town players called up to the England C squad, a very proud Tyler Frost. Just take us back a little bit, Tyler, you got the call, the very first original group of players that were put together for this game. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was a real satisfying moment, really big achievement for myself, something I think everyone in this non-league system looks to and looks forward to, maybe being selected one day, and I'm really chuffed that finally it's been my opportunity.
And in over the years, the history of England C, they've had some varied opponents, all sorts of countries around the world, and on occasions like today, you're actually playing against a full international side. I think there might be, is it 174th or something in the world, but you're playing against the country of Nepal, and I'm sure you'll have picked up just by the atmosphere around the place and the amount of tickets that have been sold just how important it is a game for them.
Well, the atmosphere already, I'm still here with you now, an hour and 20 before kickoff, and there's a fair few people, but the England staff have explained to us how important of a fixture this is, not just for the football side of things, but also culture-wise, socially, and it's a massive moment for both nations, and I think for Nepal it's the first time they're going to face an English side, so it's a huge occasion. They've reiterated how we're a part of history, and it's going to mean a lot to both sides. But, you know, us players playing for England, it means just as much to us as well. So it should be a really entertaining game of football, and really looking forward to it.
Given the slightly disappointing end to the season for Shots, you got yourself in such a strong position and couldn't get over the line. Has it been nice, particularly for you and the other three lads, to have this moment at the end of the season? It feel like it's a little bit of something for all your hard work.
Yeah, obviously, there's no denying it was really disappointing to not make the playoffs, and obviously finding out this after that situation, kind of just giving it a little bit of a morale booster, makes you feel like, you know, the season has gone well. We've got to remember that. It did go really well, and a few of us have earned the right to be here today, and it just shows how good of a season it really was. But it's really nice. Our final game of the season was away at home, but I'm going to finish this season playing at home again, which is going to be really nice.
And also, just does it feel a little bit surreal? You're in your normal home surroundings, but you're wearing this England gear, and you'll be running out onto that pitch, hopefully at some point this afternoon anyway, wearing the three lines.
Well, just walking into the change room now, I just went in and went, this is so odd. I'm sat in a little bit of a different spot to my week in, week out spot, but obviously driving in on a coach, actually, which is a bit different as well, but it all feels familiar. We were staying up the road. It kind of does feel like I don't know how to explain it, like a second Shots game in a way, but I feel privileged to get this opportunity and be playing in front of arguably probably 1,000, 1,500 people that have watched me play week in, week out. So they get that little reward maybe for seeing a few of their players playing on the pitch, which is going to be nice for them, for the supporters too, just as much as it is for me. It probably is better for me. It is here, comfortable, feel at home, and it's kind of a great way to top the season off, really.
Now, we mentioned catching up with the manager and one of the players pre-match, but I want to take this opportunity to catch up with Steve Gibbs, my regular co-commentator here at the EBB for Aldershot Town matches. But there's a particular reason for it, because Steve, who's made a couple of fleeting appearances on the podcast this season, one of which was in the quiz against TNT that we won't mention again because we didn't cover ourselves in great glory. But Steve, you're on more comfortable ground if I ask you about Nepal, aren't I? Obviously, huge community in the Aldershot area, and they turned out in force today. We're expecting sort of 3,500, 4,000. And as somebody who's previously travelled out to Nepal, you know a little bit about their story, don't you?
Yeah, it's a beautiful country, links with the home of the British Army in Aldershot for 200 years. And this feels like the culmination of that journey that began 200 years ago, that maybe more closer to home began 10 years ago when the Aldershot Town Academy travelled out to Nepal as a cultural exchange, a community visit, to compete in a football tournament and to build links with the community back home, the families that had left Nepal, served the British Army and then made their homes in the Aldershot Rushmore area. And Nepal is a beautiful country. It's a developing country full of the colour, the chaos that you expect, maybe the stereotypes that you think of those kind of Asian Indian countries. But the people there were as warm, as hospitable as you could ever hope to meet. It was that other cliche. They had nothing, but they were willing to give you everything. And that left, I think, an imprint on anybody who was out there, certainly on me, certainly on the Aldershot Town team. And just a few months after that, a devastating earthquake hit the country. And fortunately, Aldershot Town were able to lead the fundraising efforts, adopt a couple of schools in the Gurkha heartlands that had been hit particularly hard. And it was such a fortuitous occasion, really, that Aldershot Town were able to help and really help a country build itself back up from its lowest ebb, really. And yeah, you hope that this afternoon is the cementing of those relations and the beginning of a beautiful footballing relationship. And if a few of the Nepalese community can become Aldershot Town fans, then I'm sure everybody will be happy. But yeah, it's a wonderful occasion, a different occasion, but one that hopefully will have long lasting cultural and historical resonance.
Great stuff. Thank you very much, Steve Gibbs, for putting a little bit of light and shade on what we're watching this afternoon. The teams are out now and we're about to observe the national anthems. Wonderful start for England, see here, 8 minutes gone, and it's the trusty left foot of Ollie Harfield again with the cross, and Nicky Kabamba with his 30th goal of the season. If you add it to the 29 he scored for Barnet, England see 1-0, Nepal 0 on 8 minutes. Wonderful start for England C here. 8 minutes gone. And it's the trusty left foot of Ollie Harfield again with the cross. And Nicky Kabamba with his 30th goal of the season. If you add it to the 29 he scored for Barnet. England C 1, Nepal 0 on 8 minutes. 13 minutes gone. Corner for England. Half cleared. And then hooked back into the empty net by Callum Stead. And, well, we talked about that first goal being made in Aldershot. Both the goals have come from Barnet players. 13 minutes gone. England C 2, Nepal 0. So half-time here at the EBB. And much of the action, of course, was in that first 15 minutes when the England C side, who began very, very well, scored twice. Kabamba instead of Barnet on target. Toby Edser rasped the drive. Well, on target, actually, but the Nepalese keeper made a wonderful save to tip it behind. But, Joe, one of the things we've noticed, it's not quite done, the game, certainly as far as the Nepalese supporters are concerned. The atmosphere here is crazy, isn't it? We think we haven't got the full attendance yet, but we think around about 4,000. And every time they even cross the halfway line, the noise levels are incredible.
Yeah, it's rather unique atmosphere, really. You know, every time the even just the mundane things like catching a cross or, as you say, touching the ball, with big cheers from the Nepalese community in attendance. A real special atmosphere. And yeah, I certainly think they've certainly not disgraced themselves in the first half, Nepal, even though England C have been on top. But yeah, really, really finally poised for the second half.
Yeah, the rain has finally abated and the pitch has taken the battering it's had all day really well, actually. It's not even caught up too badly. So I do think we've got a great chance now of completing this game. Something that sadly Utsab Rai of Nepal won't do. He was stretchered off around the half an hour mark after receiving medical attention for quite some time. So all the best to him. And we'll see what the second half brings. Just for good measure, the England C team, by the way, today that started and completed the first half. Nathan Ashmore in goal. Dan Ellison, Danny Collins and Ollie Kensdale, the centre-backs. Ollie Harfield and Ben Chapman, the wing-backs. Jack Payne, anchor in the midfield. Slightly in advance of him, Toby Edson and Johnny Goddard. And then Callum Stead, who's popping up everywhere, really, and particularly in support of Nicky Kabamba up top. Teams are out for the second half and just one half-time substitution for England, an expected one. Nathan Ashmore departs with a clean sheet and has been replaced by Elliot Justham, who, of course, played for England in their previous international at Llanelli. This place is going to explode if Nepal score. They've just had an attack, a brilliant run down the left flank from the number seven that's come on at half-time. Mazy run, managed to square the ball in. They got the shot away and, well, Elliot Justham's had to do something just 8 minutes into his England C appearance that Nathan Ashmore didn't have to do in the whole first half, and that's make a save. But just listen to the atmosphere here, as we still await confirmation of the crowd, but I am told it's going to be between 5 and 6,000 here this afternoon, to be confirmed. So approaching the hour mark, and we're going to get a quadruple change for England here. So Tyler Frost has come on for Johnny Goddard, and also coming on for England, Ollie Scott, who has replaced Ben Chapman. Dan Ellison's going off, and Jack Barham is coming on, and also Callum Stead is coming off, and Zico Azair. So still 2-0 here, but Tyler Frost and Jack Barham, two of those England substitutes on the hour mark, have both had efforts and goal already, and both of Frost was just wide, Barham's has drawn a save. And the attendance has been announced as well. A quite remarkable 5,000 560 here at the EBB this afternoon. Into the last 17 minutes. Corner to England, headed away at the near post. Going to come back in as to Toby Edsa. Still a few splishes and splashes on the surface here, even though the rain's stopped. Ball lifted over the top from Payne, sent back over from Kensdale, and cleared away behind for another corner. Just a couple of minutes prior, though, Nepal hit the crossbar from a brilliant effort. Their best of the game, and the noise levels here at the EBB were incredible. It was a cacophony of noise, and we wait to see if we'll hear even louder if Nepal get a goal. There's a corner into the box, punched away by the Nepalese keeper. Well, that's it. Full time here at the EBB. Just the 1 minute of added time, despite about 10 substitutions in the second half. We started the day in rain, we finished in sunlight, and an excellent spirit, a highly competitive game has ended. England C 2, Nepal 0. Nepal, in fairness, so much better in the second half, and actually gave themselves two or three really good opportunities to get on the score sheet, and this place would have erupted had they done so. But ultimately, it's the crossbar was the closest they came, and they were denied on that occasion. But a wonderful afternoon here at the EBB has ended. England C 2, Nepal 0. So I'm on the pitch here at the EBB with Joe after the game, and it's quite a different place, atmosphere now to what it was half an hour ago. Were you a little bit staggered and surprised by the size of the crowd today and the atmosphere, Joe?
Yeah, I mean, you said that there was a strong Nepalese community, and I think we saw the whole of Nepal out, let alone the Aldershot community. Yeah, brilliant atmosphere here. 5,500 for, you know, a game of non-league football anyway is a good turnout, but for a game like this, which is a one-off, it's amazing, really, to see an atmosphere, you know, like this. I think it's quite special, actually. Special afternoon for England C and also Aldershot.
So 2-0 to England C on the pitch. Off the pitch, Joe Pope beat me 3-1. I caught up with Nathan Ashmore, and Joe caught up with Callum Stead, Nicky Kabamba and Johnny Goddard. Nathan, a proud moment for you. Played the first half for England C against Nepal. And you kept up a recent habit, didn't you, of clean sheets. In fairness, I don't think you had a lot to do, did you? But a proud day for you this afternoon anyway, I'm sure.
Yeah, I know, of course. Very proud day. I'm absolutely delighted to get my first cap, and obviously a clean sheet. Like you said, didn't really have much to do, but it wasn't really about that. It was about the occasion of the whole day, to be fair. For them to bring so many fans, it's a momentous day for everyone involved.
Just a quick question. Obviously, towards the end of the season, obviously it was heartbreaking in the end for Borehamwood, but I think Luke Garrard referred to some conversation with you before those last four games, and you kept your end of the bargain, didn't you? You and the defence and the team in front of you kept four clean sheets. Suddenly it wasn't enough.
No, yeah, for sure. It was one of those ones where I spoke to the gaffer in a private conversation and basically just apologised of how poor we've been, how poor I've been all season. We weren't in a great position. We all knew that, and we kind of had to take ownership of that. And then we both agreed that keep four clean sheets in the next four games, and I delivered. Sadly, it just wasn't enough.
Yeah, joined after the game with the two goal scorers, the two Barnet boys, Nicky Kabamba and Callum Stead. Nicky, goal for you, brilliant season. Great way to finish the season.
Yeah, for sure. It's a very proud moment to be able to come and represent and score a goal. So, yeah, chuffed and, yeah. Definitely a better way to finish the season after what happened in our league. So.
And Callum, a goal for you, a nice moment to cap off a really good season for you in stepping up to Barnet from step two and getting an England cap.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. It was a great experience. Happy to get a goal. You know, it's a good thing to say that you've scored for your country. As you said, we both scored. You know, we work well together.
And Nicky, obviously the pair of you have played together all season at Barnet. Is it sort of written in the stars that both of you would start and be on the score sheet today?
Yes, it's a good feeling being able to play with someone that you play with for a whole season. Definitely complement each other the way we play, big and small. And yeah, just chuffed that steady, got his second cap and another goal.
And Callum said that he doesn't like talking, so we'll let you talk about him. How good's your strike partner been this season, stepping up from Brackley?
Yeah, if you know him, you know how good of a kid he is. He always works hard, always gets himself about. And if you're a person that looks at stats as well, you can go check the stats. So he's done really well this season.
And Callum, how is it to play alongside the big man?
Yeah, it's great. You know, he's a great guy. He's good to be around in the dressing room. You know, he's a great finisher. Obviously, you can tell the amount of goals he scored this season. And yeah, he's just, like you said, he's a great guy as well. You know, it's good to be in and around him and learn off him as well.
And does this sort of finish the season off nicely after the disappointment of missing out in the playoffs?
Obviously, it's a different feeling. This is one's a proud feeling, whereas I feel like what we missed out on in the league would have been a bit more for the future. Do you know what I mean? Going and playing back in the league. So we know we've got to do on that side of things, but for now, I think we're just going to enjoy it at this moment. Really proud to score both of us and to finish off our football season before we go and recharge on holiday.
I'm joined here with Slough Town midfielder Johnny Goddard. Johnny, it's been a really good season for you. Does this just cap it off?
Yeah, it's a lovely achievement. You know, it's a lovely reward and a bonus. Not really something I was aiming for or expecting, but obviously an honour and a privilege to come and play and put the shirt on. So yeah, it's been a great season and probably a fitting end, really.
And do you feel you're a little bit disappointed that perhaps there wasn't a goal against your name in there? A couple of really good chances for you.
Yeah, I was, you know, doing what I've been doing all season, really. You know, getting in the right areas and, you know, trying my best to create and score. And would have been nice to get a goal for your country, of course. But we played some really good stuff, especially in the first half. Created lots of chances. Played some really attractive football, so all in all, just nice to be a part of that, really.
And how proud does it make you feel, the fact that of all the squad, you're one of the only step two lads in the squad?
Yeah, I think it's an achievement in itself. It's nice to represent the division, because the National League has some outstanding players in it, and the National League South can probably get a little bit overlooked sometimes. But on the whole, you know, the ability in the squad is second to none. I've always backed myself as a player, regardless of playing in the South or the National League. And it's nice that the staff have recognised that, you know. So, yeah, like I said, privileged to get the call up. And not something that, you know, feared overall by, because I played for England C before many moons ago.
And obviously, you've had a really good season, probably one of your best today, if not the best. What's been the reason why you think you've had such a good season under Scotty Davis?
He's given me a licence to go and express myself. The shackles have been off, if you like, and given me a lot of confidence. I think being injury-free as well is massive. So, you know, a couple of years ago, I had a couple of tough years for injury. And they're long behind me now, which is nice, you know. So I can really just go out there and concentrate on enjoying my football. Being part of a good side this season at Slough. And yeah, got the rewards for that.
And you were just around the edge of the playoffs this year in the National League South. Potentially a chance to play here in a couple of years' time in the National League?
I hope so. I think, you know, the club's got some amazing people there. And I think all non-league clubs are built on very good people, you know, volunteers and fans and people behind the scenes. So I think at the moment, Slough probably punching a little bit above their weight. There's new ownership there, which are making real strides forward. You know, recently got the ground off the council. There's a lot more supporters going in the gate, partly because of the attractive football and the attacking football we've been playing. So I think slowly, but there's no reason why, with the population of Slough and the catchment area, it's probably a little bit of a sleeping non-league giant, in my opinion. So yeah, no reason why not.
That's it. We hope you've enjoyed this England C special. We're going to take ourselves a well-earned break now, although you never know, we might just produce something at non-league finals day next weekend. Good luck to Gateshead and to Solihull Moors, and we will speak to you again very soon. Play the theme tune, Luke.